Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, taking another look at the freeways. Mitchell Freeway, southbound busy, Ocean Reef Road to Whitfords Avenue, Reed Highway to Arendale Road, and then again at Hutton Street. Northbound run, slow Monomer Road to Rowley Road, Leach Highway to Cranford Avenue, and then Manning Road to Canning Highway. No hotspots around the CBD or the Metro, which is good news. No delays on the Graham Farmer Freeway, and moving well both directions in the Northbridge Tunnel. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yes. It's one of Leon's best.
I loved watching your face. We're listening to that. That's for you, Grant.
Welcome to the show for the first time. Grant Dusting from McCrindle. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Wow, with that intro, I feel really welcome.
I don't reckon Mike ever gave you an intro like that, did he?
No.
No, he didn't.
No.
In case you're wondering, we stole Grant from Mike this year. We're like, you know what? Enough. Come to breakfast. Yeah. It's time.
I've switched from weekdays to mornings.
Yes, to breakfast. To breakfast. Yep. And breakfast, because the breakfast family like to hear all kinds of interesting things.
They do. Yeah, and they stick around here, and then we get interesting guests in, finally. I'm joking. Anyway. But, so you, Grant, for people who are unfamiliar with you, tell us about what you do.
Yeah, well, I think the breakfast time slot is great, because I'm imagining a lot of people driving to work or getting ready for work, and so at McCrindle, it's really understanding how people and society is changing. So we do a lot of research, we study social trends, population change, and we're generally advising organizations, businesses, leaders on what's changing and what does that mean for you if you want to adapt and stay relevant in a time when so much is changing so quickly.
Right? And trying to forecast and stuff like that, which is nearly impossible at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. So it's less about trying to predict the future like crystal ball gazing, and more just looking at what are the big trends that we see, and we can learn a lot from that and see where things are heading.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And the changes that happen over time, and well, that is really fascinating.
Absolutely. And the cycles, I guess, would be interesting to see when they cycle back.
And one of the lenses we use for our research is looking at how different age groups and generations engage differently. And what that means. So when you talk about cycles, it's really interesting looking at how, say, grandparents and their grandchildren, often things kind of swing one way and then swing back in terms of trends. So,
Or like parenting, you know, if you come from a strict family and they go, well, I'm going the complete opposite. I'm going to let my kids roam free range. And then the kids go, that was the worst thing ever. I'm going back to rules.
Is that what happened with you?
Don't
Anyway, all right. So, Grant, today...
We're not talking about that today.
We're not talking about parenting. We're not talking about free range. We're not talking about Kirsty's issues. We're talking about something that relieves issues. And that's coffee.
Right. Well, do we all love it?
Well, that's a good question. It's a stat.
Well, I feel...
Do we all love... Well, you don't love coffee, we found out.
Well, I feel a bit on the spot now, but I'm... I must confess, I don't drink coffee, but it... As Australians, we're a nation of coffee lovers.
Mm.
Yep.
And I think we've got that reputation for good reason. So... Turns out that one in four Australians say they can't survive a day without coffee.
25%.
So it's not just I'd like a coffee, it's I need a coffee.
I need that coffee. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with that. You ever like
that? Yeah. Well,
Leon?
There's
four people in this room.
Yeah.
So that's three out of four.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. So look, three quarters. Is that true then?
And that's not surprising because it's the younger generations who are more likely to feel that way as well.
Oh, Kirsty.
Particularly those.
The younger generations. That's so nice of Grant to say. Got her. Anyway, all right. Hey, look, we're going to...
I want to come back and talk a bit more in depth about coffee and not generations. So stick around. Hey, family, if you've got a stat or something you're interested in that you'd like to know more about, we would love to know what it is.
We
will tell Grant and he will do the stats.
0429 985 985.
We'll be
right back. We're going to get over this.
Love that. Okay. So we are joined by Grant Dusting from McCrindle.
Yes.
Talking to us
about stat man.
Stats. And we're talking about coffee. And this, Grant, is really interesting for us this morning as well here at the Brekkie Show, because we just had a machine that was on a slow death for a period of time.
Well, look, it had served She served her
term. Yeah, she did a good job.
She did it.
Amazing.
And you know what? She's going to serve someone else basically after us.
Exactly.
Leon's taking home.
But we are dealing with a new machine and we're trying to get it right.
Mm.
And you let us know before we went to that last song that one in four people have to have a coffee.
Yep. Can't live a day without it.
Yeah. Yep. We thought that was quite low. Mm. I was quite surprised. Yes. Were you quite surprised by that?
I was very
especially
surprised.
Being breakfast.
Especially in this room because Leon, Kirsty and I are all fiends. And need 1 to 7 a day.
The 7 is Dan, by the way.
Wow,
just gonna
take it easy.
Impressive.
Yeah. Wow. And then you, Sir Grant, do not drink the coffee. So we're thinking there. Okay, is there another level of stat we can look at? 1 in 4 can't live a day without one.
Mm.
What's the next step from there?
Well, and this highlights a good lesson in stats. Actually, is to always look at the wording of the question.
Oh.
So with this one, we were trying to understand the strength of people's love for coffee.
Okay. Yep.
So that's the 1 in 4. 1 in 4 passionate coffee lovers in Australia.
Yeah.
Yep.
But when we ask people, how much coffee do you drink?
Yes.
It's actually 3 in 4 Aussies who drink at least a cup a day.
Well, there you go.
And that's interesting because in this studio here, we've got 4 and it's 3 out of 4.
Science.
The stats don't lie.
They don't lie. They don't lie at all.
It's true. There you go.
All right. Hit us with another stat man.
Well,
what's some more coffee stats?
I suppose the magnitude of coffee we drink is one. So thinking about, the average Australian... 2 kilograms of coffee each year they consume. And remember, this is averaged over people who don't drink at all.
So,
I reckon I would probably...
You double that.
I'd be over
I reckon you'd over double that.
Okay, let's get real here. I buy 1 kilo of coffee at a time for home.
Yeah. Yep. How long does that last?
And that probably lasts us... Well, because I'm not there in the mornings anymore, longer, but maybe a month.
Oh, wow.
Maybe longer.
Is that you being
me,
the one drinking
Emily,
it?
And then whoever comes over.
Okay.
Archer, not yet.
<I'm> He's only just at school.
He doesn't need any coffee.
So you're definitely
crazy.
Above average then.
I would be above average, for sure.
Yep.
Wow, 2 kilos is a lot of coffee, bud.
Yeah.
Yep. And what kinds of coffee do you guys enjoy? Because that's also a debate
well,
point, isn't it? What
I
is
like
the best
coffee that has been hand-picked somewhere in Africa. sustainably and ethically, of course.
Yes.
And then I like it roasted at a you know high quality, and then delivered to me by someone with lots of tattoos.
He's a coffee snob. Let's be honest. I like the ground. You know, obviously, I cannot understand.
I like people, ground coffee.
People that do the tin stuff, that to me is not coffee. Is it really coffee? Is it really coffee?
It's gross. It's gross.
It's just
sorry
not...
to anyone who's drinking instant
sorry,
coffee.
Sorry, I know
there.
That there's people that do.
Yeah.
People still actually
lot.
Like that.
Yeah. But again, I think this shows a social trend where definitely I know for my grandparents' generation, the thinking was, why would you go out and spend money on food and drink when you can do it at home? So that mindset, whereas as where we are now, people don't see that as a problem and think, well, pay for quality, whether it's coffee, whether it's a brunch out, it's much more the social thing to do. So, see, attitudes have changed over time. And this is an example.
And so you think the older generations are the ones that still... Maybe it's just a reminiscent thing. It's just something they used to.
Yeah, habit.
Having the coffee in a can.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wonder if there's any listeners who want to text in and tell us.
Are you an instant coffee drinker still? Do you prefer it over
the
other
stuff? I'm sure some do. I'm sure some do. All right, we're going to go a quick song and we'll come back and finish up with Grant Dusting. There are heavy vehicle movements on Great Eastern Highway from Northam. That's a funny sentence. Starting on this afternoon. No, it's happening now. Just be careful. Mitchell Freeway southbound, busy Ocean Reef Road to Whitford's Avenue, Reed Highway to Erindale Road, Hutton Street. Coronado Freeway northbound is slow at Mortimer Road to Rowley Road, Leach Highway to Cranford Avenue, Manning Road to Canning Highway. Grand Farmer Freeway, no delays. Northbridge Tunnel, moving well in both directions. That's the latest from Main Roads. I've got to turn your microphone
on. Thank you. I was just patiently waiting. Thanks for that, Dan. We're here with Grant Dusting from McCrindle talking all things coffee this morning. It's been really interesting. And we've been asking the family, what do you prefer? Because you were saying that the older generation tends to go for more the instant just because that's what they were used to and they didn't like to spend money back in the day. Like we, younger generation, just throw our money to everybody.
Absolutely.
Don't we?
You want $7 for a coffee?
Yeah, sure. As long as I don't have to do it. But Stephen from Marmandra, he said, I personally like coffee from a machine. He's like us. Mm-hmm, but he said the older gentleman I work with said there's nothing wrong with the instant when the decision came to wanting to buy a coffee machine for the company.
Interesting.
So that's what he's...
Very interesting.
It
sounds
interesting.
Sounds like Bevan. Hi, Bevan. Anyway, and lots of other people are writing in. I like it this way. I like it plunged, ground, and percolated, and all kinds of good things. But Grant, we were talking off air. You put a little question to us. Mm. What the most popular coffee is
in Australia that we thought.
That's one of the debates, right? How do you have your coffee?
Exactly.
Because it's not just coffee or no coffee. No. There's ways to have it, right?
So many varieties.
Everyone's very precious about this.
Oh, very precious. Very precious. So tell us, what's the top four?
Well, I've got the top three for you. How
okay,
about
top
that?
Three. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to make up the fourth. Go on.
Well, I've got a lot in my head, but not everything. Sorry.
All right.
But
top three.
Next week, I'll bring that one.
You can bring
good
number
on
four
you, Grant.
Week.
You give it back to him. Give it back to him.
Well, it's funny because Australians are pretty well known for the flat white.
Yes.
Yes.
We invented it or something, apparently. If you believe that.
They did invent it.
The flat white is very popular, but that comes in at number two. So
really?
The most popular way to have coffee is the latte.
Classic. Classic.
That is interesting. I honestly thought the flat white would be the number one because it's sort of in between. For me, I would think that's in between a cappuccino and a latte. It's sort of that in-betweener where everyone would go. It's that little bit stronger, not as milky, but not as strong as a cappuccino.
So latte number one, flat white number two,
cappuccino.
Number three.
Cappuccino.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Cappuccino with three sugars is probably number four. That's what it is. And maybe like a hit of hazelnut or something in it. Well, Grant, look, we are out of time, but it has been an absolute pleasure having you
loving
in
it.
For our first Stat Man of the year. Looking forward to our next week.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Who knows what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we don't know what we're going to talk about. If you've got any ideas of what you want to know stats on, 0429 985 985. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.